also, I have to pitch in because I am 5'4" and 3/4 inches tall.
So you mean you're 5'4". So you're 5'4".
But that 3/4 matters to some people.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Just kidding.
The power of the mute.
I keep muting people, but I probably shouldn't because it's rude.
One day we're going to take over. The proletariat will be overturned.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So hold on. So we just hit the 2 o'clock mark. I think we might be... We're going to play another song. We're going to decide if we're going to keep going. But that ends Creme Brulee officially, and we'll see if we're back for Creme Brulee after dark.
After hours.
After hours or after dark?
Nick at night.
Taking out the trash.
Creme Brulee at night.
Nick at night. That was... Nick at night was great.
We're going to get back to you on the name, if we do it, after this music break. We're going to be playing a song... So, okay. So we actually had a closing song ready.
Which one?
It's Brazil. And I think we're going to play that, and then if we keep going, we're going to play the song we had otherwise. Anyway, get ready for Brazil.
Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, I want to play the beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out in Brazil, 'cause everybody plays a beautiful game. Out
with my triple collateral on free for all.
Good morning and welcome back to Cream of Wheat. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That means we can come back with creme brulee after dark because Aiden's not here, so the folks are out. Today, we have talked about a variety of topics and we do not plan to cease and desist anytime tonight. We're going to keep moving, keep giving you the ditties, we're going to keep giving you the information. After dark.
We're taking out the trash at night.
That is a pop culture reference. If you don't get it, please turn off the radio right now. We do not want you as a listener. How many of us are there out there tonight?
I don't get it.
Do not?
I don't get it.
All right, please explain.
It's a really wholesome, childish...
Hold on. Interrupting that because this is much more important. So we have this thing called Shoutcast here at WMFO. And it basically tells you how many people are listening to the online stream. And I have a current working theory that there's like a default like floor to how many people that they will display, which is 7, so that us, the DJs, don't feel bad when it's nobody out. And the thing about this one is that it says 6 right now, which means sometime between the 7 that is 0 people, like 7 is actually 0, we have -1 listeners.
Or maybe we had one listener before and they were like, nah.
Maybe as the hours go on, maybe the algorithm gives you one less listener.
I think that might be part of it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Well, if you're out there, prove you exist. There are 6 of you.
Please prove, because I'm a weekly listener, but my dream has come true and I'm on air.
Mm. On the
I'm
air.
Not a weekly listener.
No, I have one real fan joining me in the radio station today, and I have 2 fake fans.
Yeah, Rafi, how have you never listened to this? I'm offended. Yeah.
And Allison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of them are actually real fans. Otherwise, they would know the Touch Us Through the Void reference.
I will call next week.
Please call in.
I will call next week.
It's mostly just Aiden's friends calling in, being like, hey, play this song. And we sometimes play it. It's kind of sweet. So if you want to go through the effort of calling in, recommending a song that we play, when you could have just gone to YouTube or Spotify or Apple Music, if you're weird, and play it yourself, we appreciate you, and we want to play your music.
Pandora.
Pandora's cursed.
Pandora is somehow making a resurgence. Like people
Amazon Music.
Tidal.
People I used to... Oh, God. Napster. People who I used to think...
We're throwing that
LimeWire.
LimeWire, yeah.
People who I used to think were cool. Big LimeWire guy. I love LimeWire.
HOTWIRE
hotwire.com.
Okay, it's getting late over here.
It's getting late over here. We're getting a little delirious.
We're thriving though.
But we have another song. This one was recommended to be played earlier, and I don't think we did, so we're happy to play it again. And it is going to be Cough Syrup by Young the Giant. Chris, this was your song. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
So it's called Cough Syrup and it's catchy. And that's pretty much all I know about it. And it's by Young and the Giant.
What about it? What about it, Chris, tickled your fancy?
It's just a good song, you know?
All right.
It has that chutzpah.
And we're here for that chutzpah.
La chispa.
And we're taking it away.
Losing control. These I'm losing my mind, losing my mind, losing control.
Welcome back to Cream of Wheat, Creme Brulee After Dark. You have me, I am your host, Ben.
Oh, and I'm Chris. Oh, yeah, I'm Chris.
I'm Rafi.
I'm Allison.
So we have a rocky start, but that's okay. So it is bright and dark in the morning. It is, we are on the streets of my favorite time of day, the early morning. You cannot catch me out of bed.
Or the late night. What? It's late night.
It's Cthulhu hours.
It's Cthulhu hours out here. We have the haunting going on outside.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I would argue that this is probably the worst place to be if there was actually something spooky going on outside.
You know, I think you could defend yourself really well. You open up these windows. You've got, like, a great, like, castle fortress kind
of
vibe.
For those of you that don't know, Curtis Hall is in a weird spot and would not be a good place to defend yourself from
zombie
spookiness.
Apocalypse.
Most things. Okay. The only thing it could defend you from is tough students, because it's literally impossible to cross the street from the main campus to get here. I just want to get that on record. If you have not been out here, and radio is purely an auditory form, there is just this weird crosshatching, and that is, I guess, the
walk
safe
sign
spot.
Is on.
Yeah, so that is actually... Ooh, can we please play...
Yes.
Okay,
obviously.
You already know what I'm trying to say. Get ready. We're going to have a treat in a little bit.
It's Daddy not Monaco.
Up. Danny Monaco is coming up. That is the university president. But before then, actually, before we get there.
We have a public service announcement for all of you guys listening through the void. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies. Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Dot org. So that is the PSA. Ooh. And I hope that you have learned stuff, public. That's you.
From this announcement.
Kill for some Shake Shack right now.
Shake Shack is great. Is it open, though?
No.
When does Tasty Burger close?
Hot take.
Now.
Hot take. Shake Shack is worse than Five Guys.
Oh, that's not a hot take.
That apparently Shaquille O'Neal owns
true.
A lot of Five Guys.
Shaquille O'Neal is doing something right with it.
Well, Thank you.
Even Five Guys milkshakes are better than Shake Shacks, I will say.
I would do anything for a milkshake at this hour.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for
I would commit
Shake Shack
war crimes.
Listeners,
that is a
send us milkshakes. Yeah.
Probably not. I wouldn't. I take it back, but I would do unspeakable things.
Wow.
For a milkshake.
Okay. I would just buy one, you know. Just go out, buy
it's
one.
It's the second option I hadn't considered.
You know, there's like Apple Pay on your phone. You can have someone
I don't know what that,
buy for you and Venmo them.
I only very recently got a Venmo. Because I feel like it was a thing. I got a freshman year. I'm not going to lie. It's been over a year. But I,
oh, same thing,
but I think
same
I got it like late freshman year. Like I didn't trust it. It's owned by Facebook, which is already
Venmo's
suspicious.
Owned by Fable?
I'm pretty sure it's owned by Fable.
I did not know that.
Wait, I might be wrong.
Anybody go against the grain and use Zelle? I don't know what that is. Have you heard of
Circle Pay?
No.
Yeah.
Tell big me. Bitcoin.
That sounds like the Google Plus.
I feel like it is run by Google, but like Google's a good company. I'm not going to say anything about it.
Throwback
but
to when Bitcoin was like the big thing before Fortnite.
I was just going to bring up Bitcoin. We need.
Yeah, I wonder what's next. Oh, Spider-Man PS4 kind of really took over. Am I just thinking of
video
games?
What?
Bitcoin,
Chris,
is not
Bitcoin
a video
is
game.
A- Chris, Bitcoin currency. Is a cryptocurrency. Spider-Man for the PS4 is a video game. The only similarity that those two have in common
digital.
Is that they're on the web.
Yeah, you're right. But
Ben is spinning excitedly in his chair and forgetting that
I just made
that
a web joke and it flew over Chris's head.
That is... I got it
right now. Wait. Just got it.
Can we talk about Spider-Man saturation in the market right
oh,
now?
I'd
okay.
like to. I was hoping we would.
I'm excited for this because
so me and Chris watched Venom last night.
Venom.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, rough we have some start. Dissent right now.
Rough start. We both agreed.
The beginning was like the room level cringy, but with no like fun quirkiness to it. It was literally just corporate jargon.
Okay, here's an idea. What if we play right
Eddie
now?
Brock.
The trailer and you talk about it.
Okay,
over
yes.
It.
Oh. You know, I've never seen a trailer.
All right, let's do
I've
that.
Never
okay.
seen
let's
a trailer.
Do that. All right, so I've never tried this.
Find, like, I watched the movie,
find
never
the trailer
saw a trailer.
Actually becomes Venom because there's like the first two trailers just didn't have
Is
Venom.
It this one?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. And I can't promise it's going to work, but basically we're going to play the trailer out loud. It's 3 minutes and 15 seconds and then Chris is going to discuss it. The two people who have seen the movie are going to discuss it.
And then I'm going to talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get back to the argument portion of the show.
Because that's important.
All right, so hold on. We're starting the trailer at the front because that is where trailers begin.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to... And I can't promise that you're going to hear anything at home, but...
I hear it.
Okay, so...
So it looks like it's gonna be hard R. You look like you think you're gonna see like some gory, like cool action, and you do see cool action, but the horror element really is just dumbed down because they're really hoping to get Spider-Man in the future.
Okay, so they're in the forest. I mean, I don't know. I'm really not understanding this.
It's just like
so some guy in a sweatshirt. Doing sweatshirt stuff.
It's Tom Hardy and extremely weird action. He's like, hey, I'm Eddie Brock.
Wait, so is Tom Hardy
now you have some now you have some generic
accent?
Shots of the sky
and the planet.
He's British.
Something about collapsing. Oh, you can
is he
hear
British?
It.
Okay.
All right, two people are doing that thing where they touch the glass, and then I think one of them gains sentience.
Oh no!
Some what slimy else? Thing is coming out. Oh no!
It's a symbiote. That's so they need to bond with the human.
Oh, this super
in order
looks
to survive.
Like life.
There's a lot of MRI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're showing a lot of MRIs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like...
I don't...
And basically, you can shoot, like, tendrils out of himself without, like, tearing his clothes. It's, like, goes through the material. I don't know.
He also wears
like,
the same clothes the whole movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wearing that,
really funny
that outfit, why would you
with,
change?
Like, in, like, a lobster tank, and I was a big fan of that.
Well, if
that was very funny.
That outfit is good for anything, because it's sweatpants.
I honestly love creature design in films, and this one was, like, pretty good.
That was, like, a Demogorgon. Did you see that?
It was better than a Demogorgon.
Back to,
okay, can you...
Stranger Things.
Yeah, honestly, could we watch a Stranger Things trailer? Could we just watch an
Wait,
episode of Stranger
is
Things?
Is there a season 3 trailer?
Should we
no,
check it out?
There isn't.
Shoot. Right?
No, Chris would know. Chris
so
would
I'm
know.
Just going to say I saw one episode of Stranger Things. And
only one.
It didn't really tickle my fancy.
Thank you.
Interesting.
Why didn't you participate earlier?
You well, you just said ruffled my feathers.
What? I never felt like I could accurately respond.
So I thought I wasn't gonna like it because I'm not a big horror guy. I don't like
it. Walked exactly where I wanted it to.
Yeah.
Any more scary would be too much, and any less wouldn't be enough.
Exactly. And that's how I came into this Venom movie because like I heard it was like you know creepy and stuff. But to be honest with you, if you guys are a little squeamish, don't like horror, Venom is actually kind of for you if you like superheroes.
Wait, I don't feel like this looked that gory or scary.
It's not that scary at all.
It could have been, and that would have been a very exciting movie. I would have loved to see some like
this feels
a
not
superhero
risky.
That was like
to
yeah.
be honest with you, the trailer is a little bit more aggressive than the movie. Not a little, a lot more aggressive than the movie.
Well, they're trying to sell it.
He doesn't look very scary. Venom doesn't look very scary. Is this Marvel?
It's Marvel,
it's
PG-13 but not
well.
Associated with like the Marvel cinematic universe.
How's that at all? They can't regret. Oh.
I I wanna
oh, he ate him.
They're making a Spider-Man bad guy universe that Spider-Man is not actually in, because right now we got Tom Holland in the MCU.
I want to give our readers some context.
Readers.
From listeners. Same thing.
Nope.
Watchers.
What? Viewers. I want to give our viewers visualizers. Some context. If you could place Venom in a scale between from the most gory of the Marvel, like, superhero themed movies.
I'd say Deadpool's up there.
Oh my god.
Between
yeah,
Wolverine
sure.
area that includes like Deadpool oh. okay, to like Thor Ragnarok. Where would you place it?
I would it's definitely leaning towards Thor. Like they bite people's heads off. No, I'd say leaning towards like Deadpool. No. But like they pull their punches a lot. Yes, yes.
I don't think I saw a drop of blood in that movie.
Really?
I did not.
But like people's heads were bitten off still.
Yeah, yeah, but
and Thor, like it's true, just like it's people true. Get like zapped. And it's just like that's
true,
it.
True, true. Also, Hulk.
Hulk what? Hulk smashed. He just Hulk punched smash. Things. But you didn't actually see any like broken arms.
This is like when Venom like does his what? Thing. Like so Venom doesn't really. You don't really see like a broken, see, a rolling head on the ground.
But how did it compare to Deadpool? Wait, I'm confused. How did it compare to Deadpool?
Well,
Deadpool made me like.
Okay, how's it compare to Wolverine? Yeah. Because that's one where they really they went for the gore, but they didn't make it they didn't make it absurd.
Are we talking about Logan or the one that he's in Japan? Because Logan, they went all out with the gore. X-23, the little girl with like. Oh, don't get me started. Logan was a phenomenal superhero movie. It was like a superhero movie about like saying like try. That actually was like a character study, and it was a little pretentious at times, I will say. But I overall was. Oh man, I'm really going off.
It's okay. You're good.
Venom. The way a lot of reviewers put it, they were like, it's from like an era of superhero movies from like the Halle Berry Catwoman movie, right. Like pre Iron Man, just like. Like, before there was, like, a formula for this sort of thing, it just feels, like, out of place in the wrong decade. But, it, like,
is
works.
That a negative? Are they saying that, like, it shouldn't have been made? Or
do you or think it's
like, or it's, like,
start.
A nice homage.
It's just, like,
type
kind of, like, a soulless corporate comic book movie. It doesn't feel like...
Oh.
Like, there are times where it has heart, but, like, the first half
does
really
not.
Lacked, like, love of the product, I feel.
Okay.
The dialogue we were talking about.
I don't
the dialogue
know.
Really
yeah,
made was, me cringe.
Should we talk
parts.
About that? You want to talk? You want to expand
at
on
the
that?
The beginning was
there's just setting. Just the setup was horrible. I think I want to personally move on to like the whole thing about Spider-Man saturation in the market.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So this let's
a pressing
all right,
topic.
Let's wind the clocks back.
Should we play some?
No.
Should we introduce the pig?
No.
I want to.
I know you want to.
All right, I'll skip it. It was John Mulaney, but we'll skip it.
It's exciting.
Ben is a fan of John Mulaney.
Huge.
He would never
huge
let you guys
John guy.
Out.
Huge John Mulaney.
So anyways, we got Spider-Man in the MCU, and Peter Parker's great. Personally, I would have preferred Miles Morales. He's half black, half Puerto Rican from the Bronx. I think that's much more telling of New York City's demographics nowadays and is more inclusive, and I think it would have been great to see a black Hispanic Spider-Man.
That could have been great.
The leaked Sony emails, they said under no conditions will the Spider-Man, like the live action one, be black or Hispanic.
Really?
We need a white Peter Parker.
Why?
That was you
that's
can take,
really
you can
weird.
Thank North
that's
Korea for that one.
What does North Korea have to
so,
do
North Korea leaked.
I was
those,
like, do they own
the Sony
no.
stuff because of the movie with Kim Jong Un?
Oh, true,
no.
true, true, true.
What a time to be alive.
This
right?
is a mess. Sorry.
But anyways, so yeah, we got the white Peter Parker, who's actually really great. I will say Tom Holland is. Like
he does a great job.
He is Spider-Man.
I hated the other guy. Who's the other one that I hate?
Andrew Garfield. Tobey Maguire.
I want to punch him every single time I see his face. He single-handedly ruined the new Great Gatsby. It was already a little. It was already like a little off. But then no, I don't. I don't want.
Yeah.
I don't wanna
yeah.
go off.
I agree. But
I hate him. He's so awkward, and it's not even acting. It's just being weird and uncomfortable. And he needs to get comfortable in his own skin. And I'd want that for him. I don't want bad things for him. But he is so like awkward.
He's
on
just
screen.
Such an I don't know.
He ruins movies.
His like Spider-Man trilogy is just like Spider-Man 2 is good, but like the first Spider-Man, the third one, it's just like weird.
It was horrible when he got like that emo like goth personality.
He was Venom.
Ugh. Horrible.
What? 2 was a Doc Ock one, right? Doctor Octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was good.
That was a good
that
one.
That one was fine, but it
that
also
one was
didn't
fun.
Like he's not important enough to be. cast in these roles. No.
As an avid Spider-Man consumer, you can check my Instagram.
She really is.
I have
Spider-Man tissues,
Spider-Man tissues, Spider-Man mason jars, Spider-Man onesie.
Oh.
It's awesome. It's really comfortable. My Instagram bio even said, if I can't marry John Mulaney, I want to be Spider-Man. Those are my
life. Well, you can do both totally now that that movie's coming out. Fun fact. Okay. I feel like we should continue on to the other Spider-Man things coming out. So we got Spider-Man and Avengers Infinity War. Like, oh, I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark. And then we got his solo movie coming out next July.
Very mysterious.
And he's also going to be in Avengers 4. It's no secret. Yeah. We got this animated movie with Miles Morales, so I'm excited for that.
Exciting representation.
And he's also going to bring in Spider-Man from other dimensions. And as we alluded to earlier, John Mulaney plays a dimension where he's Spider-Ham, which is a Spider-Man, but it's actually a pig. Just like if anyone remembers the Simpson movie, Spider-Pig,
Spider-Pig,
does whatever a Spider-Pig does. You'd think John Mulaney's voice is just too sophisticated and put together to be a pig, but no. John Mulaney plays the creature.
It's perfect. Good casting, I'd say.
Absolutely great
casting. And then we get the Spider-Man video game, which is basically like GTA, but like you can shoot webs and like fly and do a ton of flips, and has apparently a great story mode.
I will pay any amount of money for that game.
Well,
now you get a PS4 too, but it looks
like it's not on the computer.
Yeah, no, I've heard it's a PS4 exclusive.
But there's a lot of good things being said about that.
I won't buy that.
I'll have mine.
Then we have Venom, which is a spin-off to create a Spider-Man universe without Spider-Man himself.
Why?
Or herself. He's
more
a lucrative character.
If you think about it, Marvel like had a crazy beginning of 2018. You know, you have Black Panther.
Yeah.
You're right. Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's just like an empty space before we all get ready for Avengers 4. So this was like a...
Well, I'm ready.
I think everyone's ready.
And anyways, I just feel like it's a lot of Spider-Man, and I feel like it's going to contribute to exhaustion of superhero movies. Like, we got to keep these things in check. Now that it's like mainstream, and everyone's launching their own cinematic universes with mediocre movies like Suicide Squad and Venom, you know... Eventually people are going to get tired, and then that means we'll stop seeing quality ones like Logan or Infinity War or Black Panther. People here know I am a big Black Panther fan.
Yeah.
I love him. I love the story. Killmonger, best villain. I love superhero movies are only as good as their villains, I feel.
That's really true.
I'd say some exceptions. I feel like Marvel movies for the most part are exceptions because they're more like studying like how the protagonist develops. Oh my god, I'm really like I could talk about this.
You love it.
I could talk about this for like a straight 36 hours. So I'll cut it off. I'll leave it to the group discussion, whatever.
All right. I think maybe now is a good time to play the next song.
I agree.
All right. So the next song.
Yeah, our next song is from Tame Impala, Kevin Parker himself. Great band. It's not really a band because it's Kevin Parker. He's a genius musician from Perth, Australia. And he uses a lot of synths in this song. This is probably my favorite cut from this album. Currents, which is his 2015 album latest release. I would listen to it all day if I could. This song is Eventually.
Said I know that I'll be happier. but I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too. Said I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too.
Hello and welcome back. It is 2:34 in the morning and a couple of seconds, a handful perhaps. And today, you've been listening to Cream of Wheat, the Creme Brulee edition, part one and part two after dark. And we're not quite at the end of our show, our long extended version, the extended cut perhaps. But
the director's cut.
The director's cut, I suppose.
With bloopers.
Oh, with reel. Lots, the gag rule reel also is what. Yeah, I can't speak. That's also what's happening. So yeah, we just got off the topic of superhero movies. We talked about a bunch of things. Do we have anything else that we want to talk about? I some ideas. I'll just say some nouns at you, and then you can tell me what you're thinking. Fruits.
Strawberries. Dwick today.
Dwick had the.
We're doing some word association. Let's keep this going.
They had a lot of strawberries.
Yeah,
a lot of bowls of strawberries. It was good.
Were good strawberries. I feel like my expectation for Dwick like food isn't always the highest. Like I definitely expect them to like bring it frequently, but not always continuously. It's pretty good.
Well, you were classically conditioned with carm food, so it's automatically a step up for you.
Wow. Oof. Well, hot take. To get the best strawberries, you have to get them when they're like kind of mushy, darker red, so they're really just really, really sweet.
Yeah.
If you get those perfect looking like bright red strawberries, they're usually just gross.
They're sour.
Sour.
You want like the sweet.
Yeah, and right after you brush your teeth, I think I'm gonna put it out there that if it's worse to eat a strawberry right after brushing your teeth than an orange. I'm just gonna put it out there.
Why is it that we think of strawberries smelling as one thing when strawberries don't have a smell at all?
What are you saying?
They have a smell.
Strawberries do not have a smell.
Yeah, they do.
Blueberries don't have a smell.
Blueberries do not have a smell.
You're wrong.
That's very true.
Strawberries. Yeah, I've literally smelled
grapes
them.
Don't have a smell.
Grapes definitely do not have a smell.
Strawberries don't have a smell.
You smell them.
But Starburst,
apples have a smell.
Strawberry Starburst, like you think they smell apples like strawberry, but that's just not what strawberry smells like.
Because
strawberries don't smell like anything.
Strawberries smell.
Though many people might describe a strawberry as smelling sweet or fruity, the TUM scientists have deduced that a strawberry's aroma is actually the product of around 12 different aroma compounds.
I just want to
check me.
I have a fun fact for the table here. I'm pretty sure that the artificial flavoring of banana is closer to the original banana than what we have now.
No, it is. It is. Yeah. We're currently on the Michelle banana, named after myself. Of course.
Yes, of course.
And that is because all bananas that we eat are genetically identical, and then that makes them very susceptible to diseases. So, like, the one we had, like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, maybe like a dozen or so, or like a decade. I don't know. I don't remember the exact amount of time.
It was like the '50s, I think.
Oh, you think the '50s? It might have been the '50s. Like not like a long time in the past, but like in the past. Yeah, like recent past. Got like wiped out, so now we're on this one, which is also in the process of getting wiped out. Ouch. And then we have to switch again.
Watch out, Duick. Not only you're never gonna have bananas, but you're never gonna have bananas.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't have them for like a mysterious reason, and now you just won't have them because there won't be any.
They don't really, when they do,
they all like for some reason have like a tear in them, and like no one knows why, but there's a tear in them.
Someone is like messing with those bananas.
So we can't take them out and eat them later.
As someone out of town, I've never eaten DeWick bananas, but I will say DeWick was great. I ate there twice
Raffy
today.
Was a big fan. Apparently, we step up from Emory.
Tufts
is known for their food. When my parents went here, what they said is that like because of the nutrition school, Tufts really, really tried it with their food.
It was great.
And I think that there are still definitely, like, the tail ends of that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It wasn't only, like, you know, healthy, had a lot of options. That's where it really...
That's key. And that's you don't have to pay for each individual thing.
Exactly. Yeah, it's
and
more
some schools you do.
As some schools we've heard that you do, Boston College being one.
I do think that we could take a step forward and model after UCLA. This is just because I miss Chinese food at home, but... UCLA has an Asian food dining center, and I think we really need one of those.
I think we need
more Hispanic food.
Yes.
I agree. Hispanic
they
food
actually
is...
do, like there's, like, not a ton of Hispanic people at Tufts, but...
Not a ton.
I think, like, the only food we have is Mexican.
I think
a lot of people tend to lump, like, Mexican food as, like, the only Hispanic food, when in reality, most other Hispanic food is actually very different from Mexican. Like, Nicaraguan and Costa Rican food, which is... geographically closer to Mexico, I'd say is more similar to Cuban or Dominican or Puerto Rican food.
The fact that we were talking the other day with our friend that goes to Harvard, and he was saying that the closest Cuban restaurant he knows in Boston is like an hour away.
No way.
Yeah. The closest good, like, you know, Cuban restaurant.
I want to try it.
Us being from the 305 Miami rep, we have Cuban restaurants all over, even in the airport. Like, you land, and the first
thing
you get...
I land, the first thing I do is buy a ham croquetas, and I just scarf
and
those
down. And a colada,
down.
And you just...
Oh,
you're sitting
God.
There, and you feel... you feel Miami, you feel the Latin flair that the city has. Cuba, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, all the islands. Plus, you know, I'm Mexican. I'm kind of a rarity in Miami. But
there's plenty of Mexicans in Miami.
Don't call them out for that.
Like, when you compare the amount of Mexicans to, like, Cubans in, like, Los Angeles, then there's, like, a big difference.
Yeah, yeah. But we still have our, you know, we get represented, right? And we get a lot of really cool Latin restaurants in Miami. But Boston needs more of those. Cuban restaurants.
Yeah. Well, Boston, I think, I just don't think there's many Hispanics to begin with. So we got, like, a lot of, you know, we got the Italians, the Greeks.
Yeah.
Who own everything.
The Irish. But yeah, I don't feel like...
If you have any Latin restaurant recommendations, please call us in
right now.
Right now, we would...
Preferably ones that are open at 3 a.m.
Yep. We are being hungry.
Not kidding at all.
Yeah, we're hungry.
No, please call in ASAP first.
Or have pizza delivered. Ooh, do that one. Here's the address if you're going to do that. You got a nice
to our -1 listener.
Also, if you want to send in some Chinese soup dumplings, that would be greatly appreciated.
Wait, so what happens with the UCLA Asian Dining Hall?
They have pho, ramen, they have dumplings, stir fry.
Boba.
Yes, they have Thai iced tea.
Oh, Thai iced tea is my favorite.
God, it's so
That's
good.
Very
they
good.
Have these like... Chinese, like, they're lettuce wraps, and you put in, like...
I love those. Yeah.
The pork inside.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Yeah.
I miss it a lot.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. So, separate topic entirely, is I was trying to find the address that you all of you listeners out there could send me food at, but I scroll down on the WMFO website, and apparently there was a shutdown in the station. So, just... Not right now. Just, like, in the past. So despite the efforts of the staff, WMFO's dependence on dated military equipment led to the station's shutdown after various radiation leaks were detected by the FCC inspectors. That's insane.
That's
when is this?
Crazy.
In 1961.
There was a second shutdown.
1961? Oh, oh, my God. That is a long time ago.
Oh. Wait, wait. Listen to this. The second shutdown. In the 1970s, students at, like, WTUR's membership planned a prank involving the local MBTA, commuter rail connections. By utilizing the rails as a massive ground antenna, WTUR was able to broadcast as far as Quincy, Massachusetts, and Nashua, New Hampshire. Though effective, the prank violated FCC rules and WTUR's allotted signal range. As a result, WTUR's license was revoked and the group was disbanded by university officials. Oh my God.
Dang.
That's fun. Interesting. Well.
Well, shout out to our friend Andrew, who lives, who's from Quincy, Mass. We love him. We went camping in an island off of Quincy this summer. It was a great time.
All right, I think we're going to do our last song. Yeah. I think that we're getting to that point. It's that point of the night. You've been listening to Cream of Wheat or Creme Brulee for a very long time, an hour and 45 minutes probably by the end of the song. Thank you so much again. Hopefully Aiden's going to be back here next week and we can bring you back good old-fashioned Cream of Wheat.
And play you some more great ditties.
Yeah, we're going to have some more good ditties out there for you. So... I'm your regular host, Ben. We have Chris, Rafi, and Allison. And you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're going to bring you out with the last song, Soundcheck by Catfish on the Bottom, a personal favorite of mine for a very long time. I like a lot of their songs. This one sounds just like the other ones, but I do like it a little bit more than the rest. So here it is. I'm going to bring it to you right now.
Special.
It's special to me. And here you go.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie, I want you. And I race through soundcheck just to meet you on your fag break. You convince me to put life aside and want you. Out and drive us through the night to your sisters. You could fall asleep in my jacket as a cover and wake up just to join me to smoke. Talking about your body.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
She heard the talk, how could she not? And it was everywhere. Hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
Came crashing down, but I know that I'm on.
to. Think I'll pray to you. Got faith in the good things that good humans can. Destroy what we don't understand. All of these labels man-made by man. Bad times have passed, bad times will come, but I know that I'm on my way.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Seen. There's light in my vision. John.